What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled What Jews, Feminists, and Satanists Have in Common. Actually, let me better rephrase that. The video today is about what Jews, Satan, and women have in common. Now, as you all know, the Russian war is going on with Ukraine. Coach Red Pill, he's in Ukraine. He's telling us that the Russians are winning simply because they are literally encircling the Ukrainian army. And as you guys can see here on Yahoo News, it says Zelensky urges Russian soldiers to stop fighting. I'm offering you a chance to survive. So let me get this straight. This little Jewish turbo manlet is telling the Russians, I'm offering you a chance to survive. This would be the equivalent of, Yogi Ob saying to me, Amar Metwali, I'm giving you a chance not to get your butt whooped by me. Yeah, keep on dreaming. So, this video is not going to be about the Russian war or anything like that. This video is going to be what the Jews, the woman, and Satan have in common. Now, just to clarify, the word Jew is made up. It comes from the term Judah, which in Semitic means Huda. Huda means guidance. Guidance, as we all know, came from the prophet Aaron and his brother Moses. This is why they are known as shepherds, and we are their sheep. Now, let's get one thing out in the open right now. Just because you're a Jew doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. Unfortunately, 80% of all Jews are dirty, with most of them being of Ashkenazi descent. Now, just because you're Ashkenazi doesn't make you a piece of shit. I myself am 8% Ashkenazi. So today we're going to be talking about what is it that is in common between Jews, Satan, and woman. And that in Arabic is known as kibr. Kibr in Arabic means arrogance. You see, the word kibr in Arabic means to have been inflated, okay? Kind of like inflation, you know, where the prices go up, right? Kibr in Arabic means inflation, okay? You see, Satan had an inflated ego, okay? Now, Christianity doesn't talk about this, Judaism doesn't talk about this, but Satan is not a fallen angel. God created three types of beings. He created angels out of pure light. Angels have no free will, therefore an angel cannot be a fallen angel because they don't have free will. He created jinns out of scorching fire. He created them long before he created us. They're far more advanced than we are. Satan is a jinn. Just to let you guys know, the word Satan in Semitic languages means shaitan. The word shaitan means hinderer, okay? The name of Satan, you know, the head Satan, is Iblis or Beelzebub, okay? But the word Satan means hinderer in Semitic languages. So, when God created Adam, he told everybody in heaven to bow down to Adam. The angels did so because they have no free will, but guess who did not? Iblis, aka Beelzebub, aka the head of Satan's, aka the big daddy of the jinns. And just to let you guys know, even Thomas Sheridan is speaking of the jinns. So once you get somebody like Thomas Sheridan, who has nothing to do with Islam, he's not a Muslim, but he's talking about jinns, that's when you guys know that this jinns thing is real, even though we've known it's real for 1400 plus years. But again, Thomas Sheridan is talking about it, so that's when you guys better start taking the whole jinn thing seriously because djinns are evil spirits. Listen, djinns, like humans, they have free will, okay? They're not all djinns are evil. Some of them are good. Vast majority of them, unfortunately, are not. And those are the ones who tend to interact with us, are the evil djinns, because their job, according to Big Daddy Satan himself, Beelzebub, aka Iblis, is to send us to the hellfire. Let me repeat that one more time. The point of the djinns is to send mankind to hellfire. Let me better say it, okay, to be correct. The point of the shaitan, aka Satan, is to send mankind to the hellfire. The number one way to send mankind to the hellfire is kibr, the inflation of the ego. I'm just too damn good to listen to God, okay? You see, Jews, because we're high IQ, obviously, we believe we are better than everybody. And to a certain degree, we are. Now, the problem here is that when you let that kibr get to the point where you start breaking the rules and ordinance of God. Now, you guys take Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. He's a fellow Hebrew. Now, my problem is Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. It's that he is taking advantage of incels in denial. And, you know, granted, he's not scamming them or anything, even though charging them $1,000 just so he can tell them over the phone, you know, to grab their junk and walk around town saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm Alpha. I mean, that's kind of a scam right there. The point I'm trying to tell you guys is that when people get arrogant, they tend to mistreat people who are not arrogant by taking advantage of them, which is immoral. Hence the reason you guys don't see me here on the internet telling you, yo guys, if you want to call me, you know, give me $1,000, we'll talk on the phone so I can get you laid. I don't believe in that shit because that shit is immoral. That's what it is, okay? All these PUAs on the internet telling you, yo, man, give me your hard-earned money. Look, I don't mind if you subscribe to some guy for $5, $10, you know, super chat them, you know, $5, $10. That's fine. But if you have to pay, you know, hundreds, God forbid, thousands of dollars to get laid, I mean, that is immoral, if you ask me. So that's the problem with guys who, when they are a little bit smarter than the average guy, they're a little bit higher IQ than the average guy, they tend to mistreat people who don't know any better. Now again, guys, we Jews tend to have higher IQs, so we end up mistreating the goyim, which is immoral. Now, the reason why you mistreat people who are less than you, it's because of kibr. Again, kibr means inflation of the ego in Arabic. This is the number one way to go to the hellfire, okay? Because you think you're better than everybody, including God himself. Now, we established that Satan got kicked out of heaven because his inflated ego, he wasn't going to bow down to Adam, okay? We established the fact that Jews have transgressed by having a high IQ, and therefore they mistreat the goyim by doing immoral actions. And again, just because you're a Jew, just because you're Ashkenazi, doesn't mean you're a bad person. Unfortunately, most of them are. Now, what does this have to do with women, okay? Women are arrogant. I think at this point, we all figured this out, okay? That women are extremely, extremely arrogant. Now, the problem with arrogant women is that they do something called La Yash'alun. La Yash'alun, okay? La Yash'alun in Arabic means they don't perceive, okay? They don't perceive what's going on, okay? You know, here on MGTOW TV, I'm seeing these videos all the time, especially TikTok videos where women come out, you know, telling guys, I can ruin your life like this, I could do whatever I want, you know, Taylor the Fiend, you know, he just did a video about this girl telling her guy, I can pee on the floor right now, I don't care, I will ruin your life just because I can. This is arrogance. Yet at the same time, these women fail to realize that, hey, all it takes is gas going up to $10 a gallon. All it takes is, you know, a gallon of milk becoming $7, $8. And a lot of these women out there, guys, they're going to suffer greatly. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there, you say, how do these women not see what's coming down the pike? How do these women not realize that shit is gonna happen, that bad things are gonna happen to them? How do they not realize it? It's because of arrogance, okay? Once you reach a level of arrogance, okay, what ends up happening is that God will make sure that there's a seal on your heart, on your eyes, on your ears, where you don't perceive what you and I know, okay? Everybody who watches MGTOW TV, my videos, you know, there's a reason why I'm getting all these channels on MGTOW TV. You know, I started cloning Big John's channel. As we all know, Big John moved on from MGTOW to prepping. And this is something that we as men need to do. We need to start moving on from woman to prepping. So we as MGTOW men, we know that shit is going to happen. Focus on making money. Live a very, very minimalistic life. You know, don't be in debt. These women out there, they are totally oblivious to all of this. And that is because of their arrogance, guys. And a lot of women, guys, you know, a lot of women are going to be very, very poor when shit hits the fan. Now, I'm letting you all know that Satan, because Satan became arrogant, Satan can never ever go to heaven. Let me say that one more time. Satan, because of his arrogance, he can never ever go to heaven. Okay, this is why you get dirty Jews like this incel Zelensky saying to the Russians, I'm giving you a chance to survive. Really, motherfucker? Putin can drop a bomb on your entire city and there goes fucking Kyiv. In fact, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if this dirty Jew is long out of Kyiv and they're using, you know, Hollywood sets to make it look as if he's in Kyiv. Guys, let me tell you something super quick, because you guys know I was out in Hollywood. Guys, Warner Bros., Universal, all these studios, they have something called a back lot, okay? And in those back lots, they can actually recreate the scene of just about any place in the world, okay? So when you see, like, bombs falling, you see shit like that happening, do you think bombs are falling in a real city? No. It's just that the Hollywood Jews, they were able to recreate a entire city, village, whatever. They were able to recreate this in their backlots out in Hollywood, okay? So when we see Zelensky, you know, walking around Kyiv, as far as we know, he can be on a Hollywood lot out in Hollywood or any place in the world. Not to mention now with a fucking green screen, they can make it look as if he's in Kyiv when in reality he's not even in the country altogether. Yet he's saying, I'm giving the Russians a chance to survive. Come on, man. That's like Yogi Obs telling me, Amar Metwali, I'm giving you a chance to survive. Please tell me how Mr. 5'4", 120 pound, can actually have any sort of repercussion for somebody who's 250 pound, 6'3". It just doesn't add up, you know? But this just goes to show you how disillusioned some of these people are. And that's all, again, I cannot stress this enough, guys. It's all about arrogance, okay? So this is why these Jews, these dirty Jews, I should say, they're only going to get worse. They're only going to double down. I know some of you guys out there are hoping that, you know, these people in government see the shit they're doing, then they might back off. Nope. They're not going to back off. These dirty Jews, aka the Zionists, those are the people who really run America and the world as a whole. They're not going to lay off. They're gonna double down on the Scamarona vaccines. They're gonna double down on the social credit. They're gonna double down on, they're gonna double, triple, quadruple down on everything possible. And it's gonna be the same thing with women, guys. And another thing to keep in mind, you know, if a woman comes up to you, you guys have to understand, women are the weakest link here because they really don't have any power, okay? You know, Satan, that's none of our concern. That's between God and Satan. We don't care about Satan. You know, the Zionist, you know, the Zionists have a certain time before they get exterminated. It says so in the Islamic religion. Islam tells us the Zionist will be exterminated. That's going to happen much later on, and it's not going to happen right now, it's going to happen later on. But these women out there who think they're better than you, these women who suffer from kibr, which is again arrogance and inflation of the ego, these women are going to suffer in the very near future. Now, when they do suffer, guys, do not under any circumstance take pity on them, okay? God is not gonna take pity on Satan, okay? We the goyim are not gonna take pity on the Zionists when it comes time to exterminate them. Therefore, we should not take pity on women whatsoever, okay? I just want to show you one video here on MGTOW TV. Let's see, where am I? This is a really good video from Taylor the Fiend. How do I spell Taylor? How do I spell his name? I just want to show you how arrogant this bitch was. Oh, there it is, okay.
Look, buddy, it's not like I'm not a hot piece of ass for you, and it's not like you're not just a warm body for me. Could be anyone, happens to be the two of us. You pick up what I'm putting down? Good, we both get it. Here's the thing. You buy me this nice dress for tonight. You give me a corsage. You take me out to dinner so that you can talk to your friends about it. But the one thing that we don't have in common, the most important part of this conversation right now, is that I don't give a f*** who's sitting outside in the living room. Because right now it's you and me in this hallway, and I'm here to remind you that if you step on my fucking shoes or try to disrespect me again in front of your new little boy squad, I'm gonna pee on the fucking floor. They don't know my name and they're not gonna remember it, but you're the one that's really trying here. You're the one whose life depends on whether or not this interaction goes well. I have it in my power to ruin it for you.
There you go, guys. How this woman said, all modern women are like this now. They have reached a level of arrogance where there is no return. And very soon, guys, God willing, of course, these women are gonna get Nagasaki, Hiroshima, the real bad. Under no circumstance are you to take pity on them, to take them in, have nothing to do with these women. Stay away from women like this when shit hits the fan. In fact, don't give up your seat. You know, let's say we have the last piece of bread and she's around, do not give her that bread. If we are on the Titanic, guys, listen, If we are on the Titanic, ain't no woman and children. You know, we'll take care of the children, but the woman, sorry, all of you women out there, especially you single mothers, you dirty sharmutas, you crazy maniacs like this whore in front of us, you have lost the right to life, okay? Let me say that one more time. Dirty sharmutas, single mothers. When I say single mothers, I'm talking about, you know, single mothers by choice, you know. Divorce a dad, get cash and prizes, go ride out the cock carousel, you know. Get pregnant by Chad and Tyrone, you know. You know, pretty much what I'm talking about these scum women, which sadly and unfortunately, all of them are. Do not take pity on them, okay? If there's a last train out of, you know, whatever, otherwise you're gonna die, and it's between you and a woman, do not let a woman take your place, okay, guys? These modern-day females, they not only are they going to Jahannam, aka Hellfire, they also lost the right to life in this world. Again, once that kibber, once that ego gets inflated to the point where we get women like this, that's it. There is no going back. There is no redemption. There's no redemption for Satan. There's no redemption for the Zionist. And there's definitely no redemption for this dirty, dirty sharmuta right in front of us. So this is what makes the Jews the woman and Satan similar. It all revolves around kibber, aka arrogance, aka the inflation of the ego. That's why you guys out there should stay humble. And this is why, you know, I don't like to charge for money and stuff like that, because it keeps me in a state of humbleness, okay? And one last thing, guys, when you guys see channels like Taylor the Fiend, obviously he doesn't have a check mark next to his name. It simply means that I imported his channel. I do let these people know that, hey man, I'm cloning your channel on MGTOW TV. You know, that way if they want to come over, they're more than welcome. But if you don't see a check mark next to somebody's name like this, it simply means that they have not taken control of their MGTOW TV channel, because again, I'm cloning these channels. As you guys know, I got MGTOW TV to a level of perfection now where I can start cloning channels. And a lot of these people out there, guys, even Taylor the Fiend, Better Bachelor, a lot of these people out there, they're getting mistreated badly by Susan. So I think a lot of these people out there are eventually going to come to MGTOW TV, not because we are the best, even though we really have good software, but eventually they're going to come to us simply because Susan has mistreated them so bad that they actually need a place of refuge, and that's where MGTOW TV comes in. Also, another thing to keep in mind, if you guys boost or super chat, you know, any of these content creators over here, their money stays in their account until they either come to MGTOW TV or I find, you know, their PayPal link and I donate the money from that you guys donated to them that they earned on MGTOW TV. I give it to them. In other words, guys, all these people on MGTOW TV who are not actively manning their MGTOW TV account, whatever money they make, whether it's ad revenue, whether it's donations, whether it's super chats, boosted videos, that's their money. That money stays in their account until A, they come into MGTOW TV and request it to be taken out, or I find their PayPal link and I just send it off to their PayPal with a note saying, hey, this is the money you made on MGTOW TV. V. But expect to see a lot of people, a lot of channels getting imported on MGTOW TV in the next couple of days, because I'm very, very proud and happy of the software. Honestly, guys, I'm a pretty damn good software developer, but even I myself am surprised that the software was able to not only become this good, but to actually hold up this well. I'm really, really surprised on that. Anyway, guys, so that's my video for you for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.